Welcome back to Sunday Morning Bible Study via our home church website. Today we're going to be in the letter of 2 John. So last week we finished up the letter we know as 1 John, and today we're going to look at 2 John. And we'll spend a couple of weeks in this letter. And as you might expect, there's going to be a lot of similar themes in 2 John that we found in 1 John. And so John is really kind of hammering home some important concepts and truths that the recipients of his letter needed to hear, and that I think that you and I today need to hear. So I invite you to pray with me as we prepare our hearts to study God's Word together. God, thank you for your Word. Help us to treasure your Word more, and that we might delight ourselves in who you are and all that you've done for us in Christ, and that we might walk in a way that's worthy of the salvation that we've received in Him, so that our joy in you might be full, and that you might be glorified in and through us. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. So today we're going to look at the first six verses. So I'm going to read those, and then we're going to go back and walk through them a little more slowly and see what we learn from John's words. So verse 1, John writes, "The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another." Verse 6. "And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it." Now, John begins this letter by addressing it to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and then also talks about the elect lady later in the letter. So this idea that he refers to the church as the elect lady is instructive to us as we understand who we are as the church, as God's people in Christ. And as I worked through the study notes in preparation for this lesson, the author of the study notes said that this term lady would be used to refer to a lord or a ruler's wife. Now, if you think about us being referred to as the Lord's wife, or other places in the letter in the New Testament, we find that we're the bride of Christ. It's really instructive for us as we think about our identity as the church, that our relationship with God is to be understood, at least in part, as a marital relationship. And if you think back to the Minor Prophets, we recently just worked our way through the Minor Prophets in our Project 119 Bible Reading Plan. It's instructive for us, we think back to the way the prophets often referred to sin, not just as people breaking laws, but as people being unfaithful to their spouse. And it gives us a whole different understanding, or at least it does for me, an emotional, heart-level understanding of what sin is. Several weeks back, we looked at sin and thought of sin in terms of bowing our knee to someone other than the Lord, and ultimately bowing our knee to Satan rather than bowing our knee to God as our ruler and our king. And we talked about how that changes the understanding of sin, and it gives it an emotional and a personal feeling. And I think even more so, thinking about our relationship with God as the bride of Christ, if you think about the book of Hosea and how vivid and striking those images are as the Lord talks about sin as marital unfaithfulness. Thinking about our role as God's people and the love that God has for us as He calls us into this intimate relationship with Him, that the life that He calls us to is one of faithfulness to Him as we seek to be the people that God calls us to be. So how do we think about what it is that God calls us to do and to be as we're in relationship with Him and as we relate to Him as the bride of Christ? One of the things that John emphasizes is the importance of truth. So if you just look back through your Bible, if you can underline, if you're someone who writes in your Bible, as I do, how many times you see truth outlined here early on? He says, "Whom I love in the truth," in verse 1, "who also know the truth," in verse 1, "because of the truth that abides in us," in verse 2, verse 3, "in truth and in love," verse 4, walking in the truth. So John is hammering home this idea that our faith and our understanding of who we are is rooted in the truth that God reveals to us through the person and work of Christ. And now that you and I have this privilege of having this full access to God's revelation to us in Scripture, that our understanding of who God calls us to be is rooted in this understanding of objective truth that God reveals to us in His Word. So we are people who love the truth as it's revealed to us in God's Word. And truth is not subjective. It's not your truth and my truth. But there is this truth that God reveals to us in His Word. And our call is to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the truth as it's revealed to us on the pages of Scripture. But the other side of that is that God calls us to walk in love. See that in verse 2. John says, "Grace, mercy, and peace be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son in truth and love." If you think about it, when you read the pages of the New Testament, Jesus often interacts with people who are really committed, at least in their understanding of it, to truth. If you think about the Pharisees and their understanding of trying to interpret the law as precisely and accurately as they could, but somewhere along the way, they were people who lost sight of God's heart for other people, and they lost sight of the importance of love. And you think about throughout the gospel accounts, as Jesus is trying to help those people understand that truth is part of it, but walking in love, having a heart for those who are outside of God's revealed will for them, having a heart for people who haven't yet been reconciled to the Father, and holding together these understandings of walking in truth and walking in love. And so even for us in our day, I think it's so instructive for us to think about holding these things together. That yes, we are people who care about truth. We're people who believe that there is such a thing as truth that's outside of ourselves that God revealed to us on the pages of Scripture and in the person of Christ. And you and I come to Scripture and we submit ourselves to God's truth, that we don't make up our own truth or think that all truth is relative, that there is this objective truth that comes to us from outside of us through God revealing Himself to us through His Word, by the power of His Spirit, most fully in the person and work of Jesus. And then the other side of that is this commitment to love. That we want ourselves to walk in love, even as Christ has loved us. And then we want to see other people with the same heart and with the same eyes that God sees them. I've had the privilege this past semester to work with a group of 4th through 6th grade boys on Wednesday mornings. And we went through a study. And one of the things that we talked about at the very beginning is that every person that you and I meet is someone who's made in God's image, that they belong to Him. And that truth is important for us and our own understanding of our identity and who it is that God calls us to be. But it's also super important for how we interact with other people who are made in the image of God. And we pressed home this truth over the course of the semester that we have to love and live in relationship with other people while acknowledging this idea that God cares for them. Even if they're outside of His will, even if they haven't yet been reconciled to Him, that our heart for them has to be the same heart that God has for them. And so we treat them with dignity and respect and love because we think that's how God relates to us and would call us to relate to them. So what would it look like for us to walk as people who are passionate about truth, who yield ourselves to what God's revealed Himself to us in Scripture, and who also have this heart full of love for other people, and that our deepest desire is to see them experience the abundant and full life that God would have for them to know in Jesus Christ, just as God has mercifully and graciously dealt with us and given us this opportunity to be at peace with Him, to be reconciled to Him, not because of who we are and what we've done, but because of what God has done for us in Jesus. And one of the things He emphasizes here in verses 4 through 6 is that this understanding of truth coupled with this commitment to walk in love impacts in a really visible way how it is that we live our lives as we seek to love each other, not just in word, but in deed and in truth. You hear those themes coming back from 1 John. He says, "I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it." So I want to challenge you to consider that in your own life. One, to understand this relationship that you have with God the Father through faith in Jesus Christ, that it's more than a relationship with a judge who's declared you not guilty. But it's the relationship that God gives us to relate to Him as our spouse, and that deep covenant commitment kind of love that He calls us to. And so our response to Him is one of walking in faithfulness because of our love for Him. And then secondly, the importance of truth. It seems like more and more that truth is relativized in our world. But we are people who believe that God reveals to us this objective truth. And there's some things that are right and there's some things that are wrong. And God calls us to yield ourselves to His plans and His purposes, even when it's hard for us, even when it's costly for us, so that there is this truth outside of ourselves. But we want to be people who hold together the importance of yielding to God's truth and the importance of loving other people. That we don't want to be those who seek to love with no commitment to truth, and we don't want to be people who have this commitment to truth without also being thoughtful and being practical in how we live out our love for other people. And then I want to challenge you to think about, how is it that you're loving somebody else in Jesus' name? Who are the people that God's calling you to actively walk in love and to show them the love of Jesus Christ in a very tangible way? Who are you loving in Jesus' name so that you're keeping the commandment that John is calling his first audience and calling us today to live into? And I think as we commit ourselves to those things, to a pure and holy life, to a commitment to Christ as the bride of Christ, to holding intention, or holding together truth that God calls us to embrace, love for other people, and then actually living that love out and how it is that we love other people, both in our local fellowship here in the confines of Mount River Baptist Church, and then every place that God takes us. And I think as we commit to those things, we will find this abundant and joyful life that God calls us to, and that God might be pleased to use our lives to draw other people to experience the love that comes from Jesus Christ. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, make us people who understand the depth of love that you have shown for us in Christ and to understand more deeply the relationship that you allow us to have with you. Help us to be faithful as your bride. Lord, help us to hold fast to the truth that you reveal to us in your word, the power of your spirit, most fully in the person of Jesus. And give us a heart to love other people even as you have loved us in Jesus. Help us to not be people that talk a good game or who claim to be committed to truth, but who show no evidence or no fruit of it in how we love each other. So make us people who walk in the truth. And we love you and we thank you for your love for us. And we offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.